free Chase Elliott hat today. Quality parts, helpful people, free hats. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/19.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed, visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
The ships at sea. You want to get in? 654-7627, 654-7627. That would be the number to call. Lots to get to today. Couple news items. First of all, Mike Leach comes back to Road Rage tomorrow. What are we saying? We're on a 420, is that it?
Yeah.
420 tomorrow, Coach Leach joins us again. This will be fun. It always is. This is what, like time 5 or 6 for him on the show?
I think so,
and
around there.
He's been incredible every single time. You know, I wrote something earlier about the Jets, and the Jets need to trade down. And somebody who is named Harris Oates, whoever that is, says, covering everything NFL draft, who has 80 followers, says to me, he says, well, why would the Jets trade down if they're basically guaranteed an elite defensive line prospect? They have so much cap space, they'll be signing some starters as well. Well, Harris, I mean, you have to be paying attention. And for a decade, the Jets have drafted nothing but defense. What has it gotten them, Harris? They've drafted tons of elite defensive prospects, Harris. They have a young quarterback who they need to help. That'd be the why. It's not hard to understand. You want to get in, 654-7627. 654-7627. Texas says, Walt, I'm in the car with my buddy and he doesn't think I can get you to say. What basketball team do I not like, Ramona?
The one that you don't like, right. What, Duke?
Right. And so what do you think it is that this guy said that he made a bet with his friend that he could get me to say?
That you love Duke?
Exactly. And guess what? You just lost, my friend, because Ramona said it, not me. Sorry, Dexter 423, you lose. You know, there's an old adage, an old story about President Calvin Coolidge, who was known as Silent Cal. And he was at a dinner one night, and seated next to him was a young lady. And the young lady turned to him at one point and said, Mr. President, I made a bet with my friend that I could get you to say three words. And Calvin Coolidge turned, looked at her, paused for a second, and said, you lose. Well, it's texting the same thing just sort of happened to you. He writes back and he says, thanks. See, I saw your little inclusion of those words in what you wrote.
Yes, and I knew he was hoping you would just read it.
That I would just read it. But I saw your little game. I knew the game was afoot. Oh. Yeah, so we shut that right down. I hope it wasn't a significant wager on your part, but sorry that went as poorly as it did for you.
No, I'm not.
We have lots of things to get to on the show today. A lot of basketball, some NFL draft stuff. The Kyler Murray situation just continues to explode off of what Charlie Casserly said. This was breaking late in the show yesterday, and we covered it, and I gave you some possible reasons for it, but it gets better. And the reason it gets better is this. First of all, let's start with this premise, right? A player who has been a starting quarterback at Oklahoma for 1 year, so he doesn't have this long storied history of being a starting quarterback. That player is alleged to not be great on a whiteboard, a dry erase board. Well, okay, he's only played 1 year as a starting quarterback. You know, if they're testing your short-term memory, if they want to see, you know, what you would do against cover three when they play it this way or play it that way, there may be areas that he's behind in. That may be. Let me ask you a question. Are you going to let that negate your viewpoint of who he is athletically? Was he behind in those things when he was at Oklahoma when he won the Heisman Trophy? Was he behind in those things when he went up against Alabama and tore them to shreds, even without Marquise Brown? Was he behind in those things? I mean, you're going to ignore his insane physical ability because of that report? Look, here's the thing. If you meet with 10 teams, newsflash, some are going to like you and some aren't. So maybe Casserly spoke with some who didn't like him. But maybe Casserly spoke with, I don't know, four teams that didn't like him. Maybe there are eight others that do. So there's that. You know, I don't think it means an awful lot. And then on top of that, we have the Lincoln Riley comments. Lincoln Riley has come out in response to this and said he spoke to all the same teams that Casserly did, and they all love him. So Lincoln Riley's not only refuting it, I don't want to say he's calling Casserly a liar, but he's basically, you know, calling him a liar. I mean, he didn't actually say that, and I don't think Charlie Casserly is lying, by the way, just to be clear. I think Charlie Casserly probably did speak to somebody who didn't like Kyler Murray. Now, is that one person speaking for more than one person? Perhaps. You know, when you look at this situation and you realize that there are always going to be people, and again, this is liar's poker at this time of year. There are some teams who want to present a certain truth, perhaps to allow them to make a play on a guy later. For example, you know, let's say the Miami Dolphins at 13 want Kyler Murray. Well, then they don't want teams in front of them picking Kyler Murray. And if they could say to somebody, well, you know what, float this rumor that we weren't impressed with them at all, then who knows? You get several teams do that. Maybe Kyler Murray's still there. I don't think it's going to greatly affect his draft status. Tester asked, did I get a chance to see the Murray interview with Dan Patrick? Yeah, I did not. You know, again, I can understand a player in the presence of his father, if his father is one of these ball type figures. And I've heard Kyler Murray address this. Now, again, I did not hear the Murray Patrick interview, but I have heard Kyler Murray address that element of that interview. I've heard Murray himself interviewed, apparently outside the presence of his dad, and he said that his dad's not at all like that, and that there's no element of that, that his dad has always just wanted the best for him, those type of things. You know, again, listen, if we're talking about whiteboard ability, then that may matter for a guy, for one of these lesser talent cerebral guys. Does it matter as much for Kyler Murray right now? Can you teach him whatever it is that he doesn't know? Are we saying that he's stupid and that he's incapable of learning? Because I've heard him interviewed, and I never found him to be stupid. I never heard him speak and thought, man, he's just a dummy. So I am not going to be really swayed by Cashley's comments. And then there's this, Ramona. I saw this Bill Belichick comment about Charlie Cashley. This comment dates all the way back to like 2010 or 2011, when Cashley was reporting that Tom Brady had broken ribs. Cashley was reporting back at that time that Tom Brady had broken ribs. And this is what Belichick said in response. This is a quote from Bill Belichick. These are the exact words. He said, who's been more wrong than Charlie Cashley since he left the Redskins? His percentage is like a meteorologist. He said, like usual, he's 100% wrong.
Oh, he threw a weatherman.
Yeah, he threw a weatherman shot there at Charlie Cashley. Now, this is Bill Belichick basically just destroying Charlie Cashley. Again, this wasn't related to this incident. But the point is that, you know, the sentiment regarding Charlie Cashley is, you know, warm at best, tending toward ice cold. People don't seem to have a ton of respect for Charlie Cashley anymore. So, you know, there's that element of this conversation as well. I don't know what the truth is. I'm not there. I've always said this. This is the part that I can't analyze. That's why I try and go back and hear interviews. I try and hear players interviewed. I want to hear whether they sound intelligent. You know, sometimes we get Wonderlic test results. We don't have those yet. It'll be interesting to see if those numbers are released, what they are for Kyler Murray. I'd be interested to know that. Regardless, I don't think any of it rules him out. I don't think Charlie Cashley's comments are a death knell. I don't think Charlie Cashley's comments speak for every team in the NFL. Again, if I am evaluating what Cashley said, do I believe that Charlie Cashley is telling the truth, that he spoke to someone, one team, two teams, whatever, that didn't like Kyler Murray or that said they didn't like Kyler Murray? Yes, I believe that. Do I think that is the universal opinion on Kyler Murray? No, I do not. I'm sure that there are other teams, perhaps Arizona being one of them, who love him. Who love him. This is the nature of this deal. There is no universal opinion on players. Seldom, if ever, is there a universal opinion on players. Team A likes guy A more than team B does. You know, it's the way it works. And again, at this time of year, there's often a liar's element to it. There's often a liar's element to it. And I think that could well be a play here. Again, not to say that Cashley is lying, but that some other team that may be team or teams that may actually have interest in Kyler Murray may be floating these notions that he is less than capable. But as I indicated, even if he is, even if right now the whiteboard is in his strength, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Does that trump everything you watched on a football field? You know, maybe you should look at it this way. If Kyler Murray right now isn't very good on a whiteboard from an NFL standard regarding NFL schemes and what NFL teams want to do, well, then everything he's done up till now, he's done on just raw ability. And if he's been able to do all that on raw ability, what if you could teach him the rest? What would he be capable of then? What would he be capable of then? I think if any NFL teams let this dissuade them from Kyler Murray, I think they're making a mistake. They'll make their own evaluations. I don't think that Charlie Cassidy's comments are going to have any real weight in it. You know, Lincoln Riley, I don't know what to make of those comments either. Lincoln Riley says he spoke to all the same teams that Cassidy did and that all those teams love him. That's been Lincoln Riley's response to what Charlie Cassidy said. Now, I don't know if that's Lincoln Riley just looking out for his guy. I know Baker Mayfield has been very defensive of Kyler Murray. There was a writer at Cleveland that said something about Murray being too short to that, and Mayfield attacked him and said, man, you said all the same things about me. Kyler Murray can flat out play. So Baker Mayfield has made those kind of comments about Kyler Murray. And, you know, at some point you have to trust your eyes. I mean, if he's the dumbest guy in the room, how do you win the Heisman? I mean, how do you tear up Alabama and Nick Saban without Marquise Brown? If he's such a dullard. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. You want to get in, 654-7627.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Industrial Plastics Group, is currently seeking maintenance technicians at the TaylorMade facility in Liberty. Qualified candidates must have a technical degree in mechatronics or industrial maintenance and be willing to work any shift. For more information and to apply online, go to sctechjobs.com. Industrial Plastics Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, did you hear who won the Honda President's Award? Hendrick Honda Easley did. That's who. They're the only winner in South Carolina. That's right. Hendrick Honda Easley superseded Honda's expectations in customer service, automotive repair, vehicle sales, Honda experience, and facility. Hendrick Honda Easley's won the Honda President's Award 6 times. Remember, Hendrick Honda Easley, the only Honda President's Award winner in the upstate for your next vehicle purchase. 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway in Easley and online at HendrickHondaSC.com.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Shop the largest assortment of Bosch power tools, including the new Core 18-volt battery platform and 12-volt powered laser level. Plus, stop in now during Bosch Tool Days and save up to 30% off select Bosch power tools and accessories, including a Bosch 12-volt Max 2-tool combo kit with 2 batteries for just $129. Whatever it takes to do the job, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 313. See store for details, U.S. only.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes Clark. He's hit it long. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number 3.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. The Angry Bob of Joggers says, great comment about the Roar ability showing. Even bigger up, say, if the whiteboard comment is true. 101% true. Right. I mean, here's the thing. If Kyler Murray is still not quite there in terms of whiteboard, as long as he has the mental capacity, then that actually should be a plus in his favor. That means he is still raw. It means that everything he's accomplished to date has been just on ability. And if you ignore what this guy has accomplished to date, you do so at your own peril. He went undefeated in high school, hardly lost in college. It took Alabama and not having Marquise Brown for him to lose. I mean, you know, that's who he is. So if you understand that, and if you can teach him what you need to teach him, then your potential is even greater. So instead of necessarily looking at it as a negative, turn it around. Ask yourself if he's still less than developed in that area, and we bring him in, it's on us to teach him what we need to know. But then we can make him better. We can mold him. We can make him better. So there's that. You know, I think I don't think at the end of this process, Cashley's comments are going to have much impact, if any. I just don't. First of all, I think there are already a lot of people attacking Charlie Cashley. There are a number of people refuting it. But again, I am not questioning whether Cashley was told that. I'm questioning the intent of the people who told him that. And I'm also questioning the percentage of people who believe that. Because again, if two people tell you something, let's say Cashley spoke to two representatives of NFL teams, and those two teams either don't need a quarterback, don't care for Kyler Murray, have a preconceived notion about what the quarterback position still looks like at the NFL. Instead, in other words, they're still the old boys network. Let's say it's the New York Giants. Let's say it's the New York Giants, and they have a size guideline for their quarterback position, and so Murray is a non-starter for them. He doesn't fit. Well, if the Giants were one of the teams that Cashley spoke to, well, is it a surprise the Giants didn't like him? I'm just pointing out examples. So if Cashley spoke to two people, which again he may, and maybe those two teams don't like Kyler Murray, and maybe they thought he was inadequate on the whiteboard. But if there are six others that do, and Cashley did not speak to them, then he's discussing a perception that may be something less than reality. The bottom line is I don't think it's all that important in the bigger scheme of things. If Arizona likes Kyler Murray, they're drafting Kyler Murray regardless of what Charlie Cashley thinks. And they should. And again, Cashley's history, I don't want to go full-blown Belichick on him, because I don't dislike the guy. I really don't. But I don't think Belichick's wrong either. I'm not sure what Charlie Cassidy has been right about since he left the Redskins. And Belichick said that, you know, 9 years ago. I'm saying it in 2019. So I'm not sure. You know, I'll tell you, the NFL draft is an amazing process. And obviously we've been pretty good at it over a long period of time. But, you know, it's funny to me. These guys come up like Metcalf. Remember what I said weeks ago, Ramona? I said I wouldn't touch Metcalf with somebody else's 10-foot pole. You know, and Metcalf goes to the combine, and people are just loving Metcalf. They're talking about how fast he ran and all this. Metcalf can't play. I mean, you know, I'm glad he can run fast in a straight line. You know, here's the thing. If I ever need my mailbox is like a mile from my house. It's a straight driveway. If I ever need somebody to get my mail fast, I'll hire Metcalf. If I ever need somebody to go in a straight line and get my mail quickly because I need my mail immediately, or, you know, maybe to race one of my dogs to the mailbox in a straight line, I'll go after him. But if I want a receiver, no. I'm sorry. What's he ever done? What's he ever done on a football field? There's nothing about Metcalf to me that makes him a round one receiver. He is a combine warrior. He is what I've always called a straight line athlete. He has zero flexibility. He has no change of direction ability, no short area quickness. What makes anyone think he's an NFL receiver that, you know, you can get away with that crap at college. You can get away with that just with your size and strength. Even there, he wasn't dominant. At the NFL level, I have a newsflash for you. All the DBs are big and physical. And whatever advantage you had relating to that line is wrong, is gone. Dex says, need a route runner. Yeah, you do have to be able to run routes. Now, look, here's the thing. When it comes to running the route tree, bigger guys have more trouble running routes. It's not hard to understand why. They have longer strides. You know, you get a guy like Hakeem Butler, who's 6'6", for example. He's not going to be a great route runner. By the way, he's not a bad route runner for 6'6". But a guy like that is not, that's not where he's going to win. But that's not really where Metcalf falls. Metcalf is more in the 6'2.5", 6'3" range, whatever it is he measured. But I have zero interest in him. Zero. None. I would never draft him. I mean, all he can do is run in a straight line, in theory, take the top off a defense. But again, that's collegiately. If all you can do is run in a straight line at the pro level, you think these NFL cornerbacks could have any trouble with you? No, every NFL cornerback in the whole league can run. You know, that's why football is not played in 40-yard dashes. It is a game of change of direction ability. Defensive linemen need to be able to redirect. Receivers need to be able to change direction. You can't have straight line athletes. If that was the case, you know, if all it took to be a great receiver was to be a straight line athlete, then all anyone would ever would search for the receivers would be from 100 meter dashes. You'd just go after sprinters. Because most sprinters are straight line athletes. That's why everyone wonders, well, why can't a guy who, you know, runs this fast convert over to football? Because all their whole life they've been running a straight line. And every muscle in their body is conditioned to run a straight line. Straight line athletes. Metcalf is a straight line athlete, but people love him because he went to the combine and did all this stuff. Not me. I wouldn't touch him. Would not touch him. I think there are like 10 receivers better than him in this draft. So, and I don't think it's a great receiver draft, but there are like 10 guys I'd take before him. Like I said, if I'm looking to hire somebody to get my mail fast, when I want my mail in a hurry, I'll hire him. Straight line, right to my mailbox. Go get my mail. Other than that, no thanks. No thanks. You know, listen, these people, their evaluations too, the people that we're talking about at the top of this draft, they just don't get it. Even these NFL people, these alleged scouts, they watch the talent. They don't get it. They don't get it. The best left tackle in this draft is Dillard from Washington State. He's the best left tackle. We're a pass protection league. If you're drafting a left tackle to protect the quarterback, the best natural left tackle in this draft is Dillard. Period. End of story. The best interior offensive lineman non-center is Lindstrom from Boston College. Period. Watched him in the one-on-ones at the Senior Bowl. He was much better than anybody else. Much better. Every way. Athletically, toughness, desire, everything. Balance. Everything. Best center? Well, there isn't a best center. Garrett Bradbury of NC State has the best potential. But if I hear this plug-and-play thing one more time, I'm going to smash my head against the wall. Please go watch film. Please go watch what's available. Understand what you see. If you don't understand, call me. I'll help. And that goes for all those scouts who talk about this stuff, too. Go watch the Senior Bowl one-on-ones with Garrett Bradbury. He got steamrolled, bull rushed, trucked, knocked back every single time by guys who are marginal NFL players. Do I think that Bradbury has the best potential long-term of all the centers in this draft? Yes, I do. But if you put him on a football field in the NFL on day one, your quarterback is a dead man. Because he has to get stronger. He has to get much stronger. He has the athleticism that's ideal for the position. But he has to get physically stronger. And in my mind, it's going to take him 2 to 3 years. Does that mean I wouldn't draft him? No. No, it does not. Could I see a team late in round one draft Bradbury? Yes. Yes. Because as long as they're not looking at him as a day one starter. If you're looking at him as a day one starter, as Gil Brandt said, plug and play, and that's what he had referred to him as, and I love Gil, but he's wrong, then you're mistaken. Because he's not that. Again, unless you want your quarterback in a hospital. You know, so you have to understand what you're seeing. And you've got to watch the process and understand it. And every time I say something like this, Texter asks, so did Montez Sweat help his draft status by running 4.4 in the 40? Yes, absolutely he did. And it's going to be hard to ignore a guy with his size who posts the historical best numbers at the spot. It's going to be hard to ignore that. And NFL teams are going to jump at it. Now, what you have to do with Sweat is you have to go back and connect the dots. You have to go back and reevaluate his film based on what he did and see if these things connect. I think in some ways they do and in some ways they don't. Has Montez Sweat improved his draft stock from where he was going to be chosen? Absolutely. Absolutely. And the truth is, he probably belongs somewhere between where he was before and where he's going to be now. Where he's going to be now. And that's why this whole process matters. For me, I have to watch one-on-ones. I not only go watch the film, but I want to see them participate in the one-on-ones. I want to see how they follow instructions. I want to see how they match up with other players of similar ability. I want to know that Garrett Bradbury got knocked on his A repeatedly by bull rushers so that I don't come on my show or Twitter feed and say, he's a great plug-and-play guy right from day one. I want to know these things. Now, watching isn't enough because a million people watch it. They don't see it. You have to be able to watch it and see it. Understand what you're seeing. And that's a part of this process. But for me, every step is a part of it. I love Senior Bowl week. I love watching Senior Bowl week one-on-ones. I love seeing these guys put on the field and run through drills. Greedy Williams. There are people who think Greedy Williams is a top 5-6 player. Here's the thing. He went to the combine. He ran really fast in a straight line. And you can see that element. At times, he runs fast in a straight line. But when he got out on the field, in the DB drills, he had all sorts of problems. He was not good in transition. He did not look smooth at all. He, quite honestly, he looked lost. He didn't just not perform the drills well. He didn't even seem to follow instructions very well. So what is he now? Well, I don't know. When you go back and you watch the film of Greedy Williams, I see that. I see both elements of that. I see the best and worst of him. But if you just look at what he did in the 40-yard dash or what he did vertically, he was great in those areas. You know, what did he run, 4.37? But put him out on the field in the drills, and quite honestly, he didn't look good at all. Terrence says, could Big Dex have run faster 40 if he hadn't tweaked his hamstring mid-run? Sure, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, for a guy who's 340 pounds to run 5.05 is insanity. Whether he could have bettered that or not, it's irrelevant because you're never going to see a guy that size run that speed. And, you know, the more important number is the 10-yard split anyway. Concrete Kevin, you're up first as soon as we get back. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get right to you. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Listen, you heard from the guys, Leighton Cubbage, Steve Mudge, the other day. There were 118 units when the project started. There are now like 25, right? We are almost done. This is heaven for a Clemson fan. It's idyllic setting, can never be replicated. There is only one lake. It's Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. It's a unique concept, blends the ownership of a condominium. You get the full amenities of a resort, of a hotel, all of it. I mean, it's an amazing concept. It's why it's so wildly popular. And all the biggest names in Clemson lore behind this project. And you can go check it out now. You can go see it. Because it is happening right in front of your eyes. And it's going to be unbelievable. Restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, small-scale football field, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days, modified hotel services. You can rent your unit when you aren't using it. You can rent out part of it and live in part of it. This is Lakeside Lodge. Again, I just want to say this one more time. When we began, and there aren't going to be any more units, by the way. This is it. There were 118 residences when the project started. There are still choice units left in every size, studio, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom, but there are about 25 left. You're at the end. You have to act. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Concrete Kevin coming right to you on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Walt Tiptiller, Road Rage.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
With spring around the corner, Goodyear and the Pendleton Tire Company are kicking savings into high gear. Now through March 31st, get incredible deals on some of our best tires for wet conditions, like the all-weather Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready, built with advanced traction for superior performance on slick roads. Get fresh deals for your wheels with savings up to $200 by rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. Subject to credit approval. Come see Zach or Joey for complete details or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
And bigger rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $24.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Head in the zone, AutoZone.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And will keep it himself from right side into the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. First of all, I'm coming to you in a second, Kevin. Congratulations to Clemson Lady Tigers head basketball coach Amanda Butler being named ACC Coach of the Year. Very deserving, richly deserved. What she has done this year is truly remarkable, astounding even. This team last year, and I realized there were some young players, this team last year, not watchable, not listenable, not anything-able. You know, they were horrid. They just were. Every game seemed like you lost by 50 points. I mean, they just weren't even competitive. It was not a reasonable expectation to achieve the level that Amanda Butler achieved this year with this team. It's miraculous. Miraculous. And you are seeing some of the talent blossom. But part of that is coaching as well. Part of that is coaching. But, you know, to go from where they were a year ago to where they are now, and not only to be, you know, on the verge of an NCAA tournament, and again, deservedly so, in my estimation, but it would have been a travesty to ignore the turnaround that Amanda Butler engineered in favor of someone else who had already built a successful program and was more in the mode of sustaining it. So congratulations to head coach Amanda Butler for the tremendous job. She has a team now. Again, you went from a team a year ago, and for Dan Radakovich for getting it right as well, but you went from where you were a year ago, which was a product that was, you know, again, just, it couldn't be watched. It just couldn't. To this year, you're not only playing a better brand of basketball, you're not only winning, you're not only likely headed to the NCAA tournament, but above all else, it's fun to watch. They're aggressive. They go up and down. They get after you. It's virtually impossible. The basketball transformation from last year to this year is virtually impossible. So it's very well deserved. Congratulations to Amanda Butler. Concrete Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Walt?
Hey, Kevin, appreciate you getting in.
Thanks, bud. You stole my thunder from my segue about Coach Butler. What an amazing job she's done. And it's her birthday today, so that's even cooler, huh? Definitely deserving a Coach of the Year. Very proud of the Women Tigers this year and the way she's pulled them together. It's amazing what leadership will do.
No, it really is hard to believe, especially, again, given, you know, how abysmal everything looked a year ago.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple points I've got. One of them, you know, you're talking about Kyler and the whiteboard.
Right.
Well, I don't have a lot of stock in that for several different reasons. You know, they test NFL players at the combine and on some pro days for the Wonderlic. They've been doing that for quite some time now. And the two highest QBs supposedly to come out of it were Greg McElroy and Ryan Fitzpatrick at like 48.
Right.
And supposedly Peyton Manning and Drew Brees are at 28s. So I'm not really sure how big of an influence that has actually on the football field. You look at like just last year's championship game with Brady and Mahomes. Both of them were there. Both of them had their teams in a position. And definitely Mahomes' skill set is far superior to Brady's. You know, Brady's got a lot more experience naturally. But I think Kyler would be just fine. As far as DK Metcalf's concerned, you know, his antithesis is Hunter Renfro. I mean, Metcalf, if you're going to play Xbox and you want to run all streaks, go for the Hail Mary, that's your guy. But he can't run hooks. He can't run post. He can't run slants. In fact, he should probably maybe look into being a NASCAR driver because he would do good with those gradual turns, you know.
I sort of like slowest, that. I sort of like that, Kevin.
Did you see his cone time was in the bottom or in the 3%?
Yeah, again, you know, before ever. The combine ever. Like, right. I said 2 weeks before the combine, I said I would never touch him. He's just a straight line athlete. That's all he is. And then yeah, his short area quickness numbers were just an abomination. And that shows you exactly who he is. He's a jacked up straight line athlete. And by the way, I'm not saying he's doing roids. I'm just saying this is what he looks like. And he's a straight line athlete. And that's all he is. So yeah, if you want a guy
absolutely.
To just run 9 routes. You know, but again, at the pro level, you can't do that. If you can't do anything else, you're not running by NFL cornerbacks. They can all run.
Yeah, and another quick thing is as far as Metcalf, I went to a lot of draft experts after the combine. I don't ever bother taking the time to read it prior to because I'm too busy embarrassing myself on Twitter. But afterwards, I've seen that he is definitely, on everyone I've looked at, he's the first wide receiver coming out, which is just asinine to me. And I haven't seen Dex in anyone's, or the 5 that I've looked at today, I haven't seen him in anyone's first round, which I just think is ludicrous. But why I was actually calling, what about LeBron, bro? Like, what is going on? Did you watch the video where, like, 2 nights ago when he missed the free throw, the Lakers, they started chanting in the forum, we want Kobe?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I mean, I think it's just utter embarrassment. I think he is damaging his legacy dramatically, particularly with the people who, you know, like me, who was never a LeBron guy, but had gradually warmed up to him and had at least come to the point where I was willing to acknowledge his greatness. Now I'm coming full circle, and I'm seeing all these signs of why I never really liked this guy to begin with.
Exactly. I've never been a LeBron fan, never will be. Kobe grew on me over the years. And just to tie it all together, I mean, what he's displayed is polar opposite of what Kyler showed on the field last year. You know, the other guys I mentioned, the Wonderlic, Peyton Manning, Breeze, Mahomes, Brady.
It's the opposite of being a leader.
He is not a leader.
Right.
He is as poisonous as Kyrie Irving. Oh, my God. Trade Kyrie, please, Boston. But anyway, Walt, yep. good job, man.
Kevin. Thank you.
I'm going to take it all off, man.
Good job. Yep. See excellent. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the program. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Apple Shopping Center in Seneca. There's something for absolutely everybody at Turner's. It's an amazing place. I mean, Turner's is not a chain. It's privately owned. It's special. You're not getting chain jewelry at Turner's. You're getting unique jewelry at Turner's. You have a staff that is just incredible. And they don't care if you're interested in something that's $100,000 or $50. You're going to be treated the same way. Diamonds in every price range. Something for absolutely everybody. Largest stock of diamonds in the upstate. Not even close. And in stock. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. No. No, you can go see all the diamonds you want right this second at Turner's Jewelers. Mark and his staff will be glad to help you. Pearls, gemstones, watches. You want a manly watch and can't find one? Get to Turner's. You'll find plenty. I bought my watch at Turner's. Fact. Listen, it's an incredible place. The selection of Pandora is unbelievable. They have a Pandora store within the store. It's run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. They know the line inside and out. And this includes the new collegiate line of Pandora charms. You can get them in your colors and tiger paws. This is Turner's Jewelers. It's in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Get out there today. I promise you will thank me later. It's Turner's Jewelers. I'm getting asked lots of draft questions. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627. 654-7627. Mike Leach, again, on the program, comes back tomorrow for episode 5 or 6. It'll be fun, as always, I'm sure. Blake and Liberty says, Walt, do you think Mitch Hyatt will go in the first two rounds? No, Blake, I don't. I think Mitch will go more of a day 3 type of pick. Again, it only takes one. There are some teams that are actually toying with moving Mitch Hyatt, the notion of moving Mitch Hyatt from left tackle to say center, and take advantage of his knowledge and his experience. That may be in the offing. If that's true, that doesn't necessarily help your status. It helps in that someone might be willing to look at you and consider the possibility that you could make that transition. But it doesn't help you in terms of you being drafted for your original position. You know, it's a little like what's being done with McSorley at Penn State, where there are people suggesting that, maybe he should move to defense, maybe he should move to a receiver position. You're seeing a lot of that. In fact, Sean Payton compared McSorley to Julian Edelman, suggesting that maybe McSorley could be the next Edelman. Remember, Edelman played... was a starting quarterback in college in the MAC. And maybe that's the case. I mean, maybe that's the case, but Mitch is a little hard to figure exactly where he'll go. The good news is, as we always say, it only takes one team to like you. It may be that no one else has you in a certain range, but that if one team does, you can be drafted. Test as well. How do you think playing H-back at Ohio State will affect Paris Campbell as a wideout in the NFL? Campbell's biggest problem at Ohio State was his hands. You know, and I think that is lost on people. But yeah, look, I think that Paris views himself as Ty Hill of Kansas City, and he's actually said that. I've heard him interviewed, and he has said that. He views himself as that type of player, the type of player you find innovative ways to get him the ball, and then you let his speed do the rest. He also said that he was disappointed in his 4-3-1 time, that he thought he was going to run 4-2. which is sort of funny. You don't hear many guys who are disappointed in 4-3-1. You know, I thought Campbell was limited early on with JT Barrett. You know, he played for three quarterbacks. He played under Cardale Jones, JT Barrett, and lastly Haskins. And I thought he was limited when JT Barrett was the quarterback because they could not throw the ball vertically. Now, in the same time, when they did throw him the ball vertically, he dropped a lot of those throws. And I thought he made a massive improvement this year under Haskins's direction, and quite honestly, Haskins is easily the best quarterback that he played with, and I think the results were demonstrated. But yeah, you know, Campbell, he played that sort of role. You're 100% right at Ohio State. I think what it means is you want to take advantage of him. If you're going to draft him, let's say you look at him in round two, you want to take advantage of all that speed and athleticism in any way you can. So if you're going to draft Paris Campbell, you're not just drafting him to run nine routes because, he's not a guy who's going to high point the football. Everyone thinks it's just speed to run a vertical route in at the pro level. It's not. It's a lot more than that. You can have guys who don't run really fast who are good vertical route runners because they shield defenders, they high point the ball, that type of thing. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside at Stanford was a very good vertical route runner this year and yet isn't a blazer. You know, if you're going to draft Campbell, you've got to be innovative with him like the Chiefs are with Ty Hill. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. You can get in. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.